It's the 180 principle, the opposites. A circle has 360 degrees, and at 180 you find the opposites. God is light, Satan is darkness. God is salvation, Satan is damnation. God is love, Satan is hate. God is life, Satan is death, and so on. The opposites. Men often speak the line, I need to find myself. I just need some time to find myself. When in the Word of God, it is actually quite the opposite. Matthew 6, 24 and 25, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. When the individual trying to find himself succeeds, he will find a fallen sinner in need of a Savior. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And he will also find God's hand extended. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you born again, born a second time, born of God's Spirit? Are you ready to lose your life and find a marvelous new life in Christ Jesus? Are you ready to have all your sins and shame expunged from your record? Consider the marvelous opposites in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Today, you can be a brand new perfect creature, but to find your life, you must lose it. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now, for today's subject. God said, Colossians chapter 1, 12 through 20, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. God said, Hebrews 1, verse 2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. God said, Psalms 19, verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Man said, prove that the God of the Bible is. Prove it. I want proof. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 696 that will once again prove the full inerrancy of the Holy Bible. All of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and as fishing bait for the lost souls of men. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. They holler for proof, proof that they hope can't be supplied. When the proof is before them, they refuse to see it. Jesus declares the reason in John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Colossians 1:17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. If this verse is the literal truth, then we should find Jesus Christ everywhere, and we do. The following short paragraphs are from the God Said, Man Said feature, The Cross and Laminin. Jesus Christ is the center of our molecular structure. No discovery, scientific or otherwise, will ever controvert this truth. God is such a marvelous master of detail. His forethought and handiwork is glorious to behold. Keep in mind as we continue that God created all things by Christ Jesus and that he knows the end from the beginning. A brother in the Lord forwarded an email to God Said, Man Said concerning a sermon by Louis Giglio, which addressed laminin, a protein central to life, and its association with Jesus Christ and the cross. Surely the master of detail shows his hand. Concerning laminin, Wikipedia reports the following. Laminins are major proteins in the basal lamina, one of the layers of the basement membrane, a protein network foundation for most cells and organs. The laminins are an important and biologically active part of the basal laminin, influencing cell differentiation, migration, adhesion, as well as phenotype and survival. Laminins are trimeric proteins that contain an A chain, a B chain, and a Y chain found in 5, 4, and 3 genetic variants, respectively. The trimeric proteins intersect to form a cross-like structure that can bind to other cell membrane and extracellular matrix molecules. The three shorter arms are particularly good at binding to other laminin molecules, which allows them to form sheets. The long arm is capable of binding to cells, which helps anchor organized tissue cells to the membrane. The laminins are a family of glycoproteins that are an integral part of the structural scaffolding in almost every tissue of an organism. They are secreted and incorporated into cell-associated extracellular matrices. To recap, laminin influences cell differentiation, influences cell migration, influences phenotype and survival, is the scaffolding in almost every tissue of an organism, and is that which holds life together. The following is a picture of laminin. Do you think this is a coincidence? Colossians 1:17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. End of quote. Can we find God? Does he show himself? The Bible states that God is the Word. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Revelation 19:13 speaks of Jesus Christ, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. It was a shock to scientists that the instructions of life found in DNA are made up of a four-letter alphabet structured in words, sentences, paragraphs, chapters, and volumes. God said he spoke everything into existence with words, and the proof is everywhere, even on the cellular level, to those who choose to see. Show me God. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. God Said, Man Said has published a treasure trove of glorious and amazing features on light. Type light into the search bar above right and prepare to be dazzled. The light that you see is laden with information, coherent radiation, and it carries the information and energy of life. Everywhere they look, they see God. Show me. Psalms 19:1 and 2, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. God is light. We see God with our eyes everywhere. Genesis 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Job speaks in Job 27:3, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. Looking for God? Breathe deep. The ubiquitous Christ is found everywhere, even in the very language we speak. Everything evolves around Christ. Remember Colossians 1:19, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Consider the word right. The word of God teaches that Jesus Christ is God's right hand. Psalm 17:7, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Psalms 20:6, now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed, He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Psalm 78:54. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain, which his right hand had purchased. Psalms 48:10. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Psalms 118:15-16. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. In the word right, you will find Jesus Christ, as in the right way, righteousness, one's rights, and the right hand, the right spirit, the right hand of power, and so on. Matthew 25:31-34, and verse 41, Jesus speaks, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and for his angels." Wilfred Funk, in the book Word Origins, had the following to say about the word right. Those words, for example, that have to do with the right hand are usually good words. They are forthright, honest, and complimentary, while words deriving from the left hand are bad words, and for some reason, under suspicion. A business executive never speaks of his left-hand man. Rather, he depends on his right-hand man, and this assistant of his tries to keep on the right side of his boss, certainly not his left side, that is, if he is in his right mind. We have that dexterous girl who is skillful and quick in her knitting and housework and in everything she does, and dexterous is directly from the Latin term dexter, which meant right or right hand. Sometimes such a person is ambidextrous, and since the Latin word ambi means both, we are actually claiming that this individual has two right hands. Those who are as deft as this are often called adroit, and adroit is a word formed from the French adroit, which means to the right. But when we turn to the left, the story is a different one. To be a rightist in politics is good, but the leftist is considered dangerous by conservatives. And while a left-handed compliment is not really dangerous, such a one is given with no good intent. A gauche young lady is one who is socially ill at ease and always doing the wrong thing at the wrong time, and in French, gauche means left. Such an individual is found to be awkward and gawky. And before we leave it, gawky originally signified left or left-handed too. Sometimes in the world there are men of sinister aims, that is, aims that are evil, corrupt, and dangerous, and this same word sinister appeared in Latin with no change of spelling and meant left. In English, it still retains the old meaning, to the left side, end of quote. Jesus Christ is the origin of the word right, and it permeates the human language. Funk expounds on the word bless, and he says it means redden with blood. He writes, "A gracious word with a grisly history. Its forefather was Old English bledson, a word that meant to consecrate with blood. This, of course, from the blood sacrifices of the day. In later English, this word turned to blessen, and the term finally came to mean consecrated. So today, when we give you the greeting, God bless you, we are actually saying, God bathe you in blood." End of quote. Jesus Christ is the blood sacrifice that makes us acceptable unto God. He is the believer's blessing. It is his blood that washes us from all sin. Thus the word bless means redden with blood. Consider the word atonement that Funk defines as becoming at one. Again, he writes, "Atonement, which was first used in a religious sense, actually meant at one-ment. Early authors were want to write the phrase to make a one-ment with God, meaning to be reconciled with God, to be unified with him and at peace, end of quote. Jesus Christ is the atonement that makes us one with the Father. The entire language is laced with Jesus Christ, whose name is the Word of God, from the word Holy Day, which is now called Holiday, to the word goodbye, which is the shortened form of God be with you. Romans 1:18-21, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. God is everywhere, and the blind still say, I can't see. God said, Colossians 1:12-20, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. God said, Hebrews 1:2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. God said, Psalms 19:9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Man said, prove that the God of the Bible is. Prove it. I want proof. Now you have the record.